get started. We come to you tonight, Father. We say, you are a good God. You are so good. We just come, Jesus, to worship you, to praise you, to be here in your presence. We love you, Lord. We love you. Our eyes are on you and our hearts are turned towards you. God is just for you tonight. We want to start the year out right. We want our eyes on you. We want our eyes to always be on you, Jesus. It's all about you.
Appear. You're looking into my heart.
For it's all in itself. It's not what you have been. Spirit, pour out. it's broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
We do.
Is all creation groaning?
It is.
Is a new creation coming?
It is.
Glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst.
It is.
Is it good that we remind ourselves of this?
It is.
Is he worthy? Is he worthy?
You're the Lord of Lords.
Lord of Lords.
You're the King of Kings.
King of Kings.
You're the Lord of Lords.
Lord of Lords.
The Lion of Judah.
Jesus.
The Lion.
Yeah. Never know the sacrifice you made. exalted over all. Lord, we celebrate who you are tonight. We celebrate your goodness. We celebrate your holiness.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Celebrate all that you are. You are exalted over all, high above anything, any circumstance, anything going on in our life, anything. You are high and lifted up. You are exalted. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that we can worship you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Today, as I finished work, I was reminded that it would have been my mom's 69th birthday today. And I had a moment where I had to have a good cry, because sometimes you just need a good cry. And my mother-in-law called me, and we were chatting, and we got to talking about, yeah, this is sad. You miss people who are no longer on this earth with you. But then we got to talking about, where would we be without Jesus? In this life, the good times, the bad times, the in-between times, where would we be in this life without Jesus? So today, it was a day of remembrance for me, remembering the things, the memories that I had with my mom. But truly, my life would be nothing, absolutely nothing, without my Jesus. So, hey, as we continue to praise him, and as we continue to worship him, and as we continue to go on and do the things that we're doing in life, just remember that, where would we be without Jesus? Where would we be without his holiness, his worthiness, his goodness, his faithfulness, his love, his peace, his comfort in our lives? We would be nowhere. We would be nothing without him. And he's worthy just because of who he is. Just because of who he is. So I just encourage you to, if you have a relationship with him, to partake of communion tonight. Just get your little cups from underneath the seat. And we're going to continue to sing and worship in a moment. But as we remember his body that was broken for us, and his blood that was shed for us, the greatest sacrifice, the greatest example of love that could ever be shown to us. Hey, I just want to read some scripture as you take your time to take your communion on your own. I'm going to read Ephesians over you. Ephesians 3, 16 through 19 says, "May he grant you, out of the riches of his glory, to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his spirit in your inner self, indwelling your inmost being and personality, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through your faith. And may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in love, be fully capable of comprehending with all the saints, God's people, the width and length and height and depth of his love, fully experiencing that amazing, endless love, and that you may come to know practically through personal experience the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge. that you may be filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God Himself. Thank you, Lord, that without your sacrifice, none of this would even mean anything. But thank you, Jesus, because of what you did on the cross, we can be filled fully with you. Thank you, Lord.
Still believe you. About your calling. What was the calling of Moses? To deliver the children of Israel. It was a high, high calling over his head. Your calling will more than likely be over your head. He failed in the first phase of his calling. He tried to do too many things by himself with his own power, thinking he was gifted, anointed, trained, all of that, but stepped out in his own strength. Killed one Egyptian, buried him in the sand because he came against the children of Israel. God had a much bigger plan than that. He was going to drown the whole army in the Red Sea. It would have taken Moses forever, one Egyptian at a time. He would have been caught, put in prison before he ever got very far with his plan. But God's plan drowned them all at once in the Red Sea that I'm going to open up. So Moses goes off into the desert for 40 years. He's off his call. He has no idea that God will return him to his call by an incredible miracle. Might seem like a small miracle, a bush burning everlasting, but it was God himself inside the bush that was eternal. He was going to have a holy ground experience with the living God. The burning bush was the symbol. The presence of God in the bush was the eternal. Now Moses was pasturing the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not being consumed. And so Moses said, "I must turn aside and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burning up." When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called him to the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." He could have done that at any time in those 40 years. "Here I am, God, reveal yourself to me." We had the Holy Spirit to remind us to do that. Inside of us all the time. He'll tell us, present yourself before the Lord. Align your heart with God. He reminds us of the things Jesus taught us. But it took God himself out of a burning bush to say, "Moses, Moses," get his attention after 40 years. "Here I am." Then he said, "Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." And he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. At first, he didn't quite see the holiness until God identified himself, reintroduced himself to Moses, the one he had saved from the slaughter of the children of Israel. And he was saved in a basket. He reintroduced himself to Moses. And the Lord said, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their outcry because of their taskmasters, for I am aware of their sufferings. So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good land, a spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. And now, behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. Furthermore, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them. There were those crying out. Why wasn't Moses crying out? He'd become discouraged. He felt his call was over. Sometimes we get discouraged. We think our call is just in limbo. God is always ready to resurrect our call. And now come, and I will send you to the Pharaoh so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? He didn't believe in his identity any longer. He didn't believe in the rescue from the basket any longer. He had lost heart. God's going to work with him. His father is going to encourage him back to his calling. And he said, assuredly, I will go with you. And this shall be the sign to you that it is that I who have sent you, that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain. There will be a full circle. I'll bring you back to this place, to this holy ground, after your mission is completed. Then Moses said to God, behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, who is his name? What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, this is what you shall say to the sons of Israel. I am has sent me to you. God furthermore said to Moses, this is what you shall say to the sons of Israel. The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is the name for all generations to use to call upon me. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has appeared to me, saying, I am indeed concerned about you and what has been done to you in Egypt. So I said, I will bring you up out of the oppression of Egypt to the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Moses heard from the presence, and he heard about the promise again. He had forgotten it all. He'd become so discouraged, he had no idea who God was anymore. So God reintroduced himself graciously to him, double grace on Moses to reintroduce him to himself first and to his call second. He needed to know that I am was sending him and was with him before he would do something for God. The same for us. We need to be intimate with the Lord to the place that we know any adjustments in the call will be right from his heart to ours. Any direction, any guidance from him in our call, we will be able to discern it because we've been with the holy on the holy ground in the holy presence. Then we a promise to the people. Yes, Lord, make it true in our lives. Make it true in our lives. Next Tuesday, we will be welcoming, we believe, Pastor Manning to minister to us. Don't forget about that. Tell others, people that may not normally come here for anything, this is an opportunity for them to hear from someone very anointed in taking us to a higher place in our call. And so invite people to come. Sunday, which is the 19th. On the 26th is our annual meeting. Tell you everything you wanted to know and more about Frontline. But we're going to do it a little bit different than we have in the past. We're going to have the leadership executive meeting before church. And so we will go right into the annual meeting, food and the annual meeting. You'll be not even finished with your meal, and we will be already meeting in the annual meeting. So it'll be an efficient time rather than a waiting on us and you finish your meal and where are they? And it's going to be nice and efficient. So be there on the 26th for our annual meeting. We'll celebrate what God has done this next year. You'll hear about some things coming up. Celebrate what God did last year. And we'll also talk about plans, what he has in mind for this coming year. Amen? Who will be there? I want to see your hands. Of course. There's several birthdays in that season, but we have one on that day. Anyone know who it is? Carly. Let's have birthday cake. A big one. Decorated. Exquisite. Going on, probably. Be lunchtime prayer tomorrow for RFL, and so you can come here or you can tune in online. Check with Rachel; she'll give you all the details. Anything else I'm missing? Healing rooms on Friday. If you need healing, you know it's not just for people outside of Frontline. We welcome them. They can even call in and we'll pray for them on the phone, whatever, but it's for you. If you have a glitch in your body, you say, well, I'll get over it. How about getting over it faster? Come to healing rooms. Come to healing rooms. Get prayer from someone and let these viruses and so on die quickly and die early. Amen? Amen. Yes, okay, so make sure you give your warm goodbyes. If you don't think you'll see Joe Hay, this will be his last service. He has to fly out early on Sunday morning, right? Okay? If you have a word and you haven't given it, this is your chance. This is your opportunity. Don't miss it. He's received a lot. Are you filled up? You ready to go? No, but okay, that's honest. That's honest.
Let's just end with one more song.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of your mercy and love at the feet of Jesus, and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry. The feet of Jesus, and we cry, oh.
Giving to a couple in Canton to get them moved into an apartment, and that has been accomplished. And you gave so much that they had additional funds for food and different things that they needed. And so now we are at the place where, okay, financially, I think they're good. So you can stop that, okay? You're just too generous. But we do need some furniture for them, and that text has come through. So if you didn't receive that text, be sure and talk to the office staff so they can make sure you're on the list for the texts. But it gives a listing of the furniture needs that they have. So if you have something that you can donate, be sure and talk to Ashley or Jamie, and we'll make sure that we get that accomplished with a pickup or delivery or whatever we need to do. We'll arrange that for them, okay?
If anybody still wants to give to Iris Global for the disaster that's going on, as you know, in Pemba, you know all about it, this is your time. We haven't sent the money. We've been waiting, and this is the last call for it, for us sending it this time. So if you are provoked by this, like, oh, I needed or wanted to do that, then this is the time.